There you are. You're finally not meditating. Well, I've been waiting here in the pews for 2 hours. I know you can't answer, but what happened? Did the God of Silence finally speak up and tell you to take a break? Don't roll your eyes at me. It could happen. Everyone else is taking a break today. You're tilting your head like you don't know why. So I'll tell you. It's because of the winter solstice. Boy, you really have been detached from the world. You know, ever since you took that vow of silence, you've been able to shoot me the dirtiest looks. Come on. You can't get too mad at me. I'm following your sacred temple rules and whispering. See? It's not bullying if I'm respectful, right? Say nothing if you agree with me. Perfect. Sometimes I like making you pout. And I know you don't mind me coming to harass you. It's good for you to hear another voice. Do you miss talking? Nod your head if you do. That's what I thought. I usually just make you sound like whatever I want when I talk to you, since you're so quiet. But it is nice to communicate and be understood. You should be grateful. When I speak for you, I make you out to be very charming. And flattering. Oh, come on. Don't be like that. Let me give you a hard time. I haven't seen you in 3 days. Oh, stop! I don't like grabbing your robes to stop you from storming off when you get like this. Another head tilt. You don't know why I don't like it? Because your robes don't look very secure. I'm worried if I tug on them, even as a joke, some part will slip off. Don't chuckle at me, smartass. I'd get arrested for exposing a monk or something. Would you visit me in jail? Not if you would. Wow, take your time before you nod in agreement. Did you really have to think about it? You should be nicer to me, you know. Aside from being your best friend, I'm also your only friend. Ha, your eyes went wide. Are you shocked? Of course we're friends. You always move the bookshelves in the library when I ask. And we have lunch together when it's sunny. Friends do that. Stop looking skeptical. I just tease you a little. It's your fault for being so fun to mess with. You're too innocent. Don't shake your head at me. It's true. How come there's a God of Silence that wants you to shut up? That's stupid. Where's the God of Smack Talk? The God of Reading People? You just put 2 fingers above your head. Oh, you're trying to say demon. There's probably a demon who represents those things. Oh, did you hear the latest gossip? They say Lady Temperance came back with a demon. Yeah, from her last campaign. And she's in love. Yeah. The baker's cousin told me because a merchant told him when he passed through. That's a credible source. Whatever. The point I wanted to make is that it's dumb. Our vow of silence. But you have a really pretty voice. If I was God, I'd want you to talk and sing whenever you wanted. Your cheeks are red. Are you warm? You're shaking your head, so you're cold? I brought a Yule log. Let's burn it in the fireplace. We can get close and share a blanket. Why do you look like you're frozen? Hurry up and do what I want. It's not a suggestion. Jeez. Yeah, just gotta light the ends. So it should smell really nice. Like pine. I got a blanket. Okay, get over here. I said get over here. Ah, that's better. All cozy. Quit looking at me like I've gone crazy. You should be lucky I'm letting you get this close to me, you know. And it's obviously just because I feel bad. You're this lonely monk who can't talk. Yeah. I felt so bad for you, I got you a gift. Stop looking at me with your puppy eyes. I just pity you sometimes. Take it already. Yeah, open it. I want to see your face. Yeah, of course it's magical. I can't get a super monk like you something ordinary, right? Or I'll displease the God of Silence and he'll take away my voice. Then how will I bully you? Yeah, it's a celestial blanket. It's supposed to make your dreams pretty vivid. And you have more control over them. I know you never get to have any fun, so... this way you can have fun in your dreams, at least. You can't use it for dirty dreams about me. If you do, I'll kill... Oh! You're hugging me. No, don't pull away yet. I'm not ready. I don't want you to see my face. This is embarrassing. Shut up! I know you didn't say anything, but shut up. I'm gathering my courage. I like you. Stop it. I can feel you stiffen with shock in my arms. Is it really so surprising? Learn to read between the lines already. Jeez. But, yeah. I want you. I want the whole process. The holding hands and dates and kissing. And I want you to want that too. But if you don't, that's okay. I'll still be your friend. You talked, but your vow of silence. Yeah, I heard you. You said yes. You want that too. Oh, God, I'm so glad. Yeah, we're starting right now. Cuddling in front of the fire. So you can't go anywhere for a while. You're mine. Got it? Good. Get over here.